Now, part two of our Beef Month interview with Sarah Metzler, Director of Organizational Communications at the Cattlemen's Beef Board, utilizing beef checkoff dollars, promoting Beef Month in the USA. I understand, too, Sarah, that USDA applications are open to the Cattlemen's Beef Board. What an honor for people, and what is the criteria, and how does one apply?
It's on the USDA website. The Cattlemen's Beef Board here in my office has literally nothing to do with how that process works. It's completely driven by the USDA, and there are certain organizations that qualify. They call them certified organizations that are beef organizations across the country. So in some states, it might be your beef council or your farmers union or your farm bureau. Those organizations can put up names through the application process to the USDA to be appointed to our board. So our office does not have any pull or push as to who gets appointed. It's all done at the national level by the Secretary of Ag.
I'll tell you what, a friend of mine, VB Thomas out of South Dakota, is recently on board, right? Is that correct?
And she Yes, that is correct.
She will be exciting and fun and very creative, and you got a good one there.
She just was appointed and sworn in April. So she will sit for 3 years on our board.
Well, speaking of famous people and VIPs, how did you land four-time Pro Bowler Tony Romo?
Yes. So it's a little bit of a diversion from our typical Beef at Sputsford Dinner spokesperson. You know, we've had Sam Elliott, and we've had Burt Reynolds. We've had lots of different people. James Gardner. Excuse me. James Gardner.
All right. Well, it would have worked for me, too.
Over time. So you look at that and you think, well, you know, that crusty cowboy voice of Sam Elliott, how do you replace that? But who really reaches out and has kind of a great following in a different way in a consumer environment? And Tony Romo, of course, is a former professional football player for the Dallas Cowboys and has young kids, is a big beef eater, really adorable family, and has a lot of followers because he does a lot of that play-by-play on TV for football games. When we're looking at who to put in that role, we needed somebody who was good on camera, who could handle a script, who
I'm
wouldn't
available.
Mind traveling and eating beef. I know, right?
Yes.
And has kind of that great kind of all-American kind of personality. And so it's great because we'll be kicking off grilling season, which is a big deal with the checkoff. We kick it off Memorial Day to Labor Day. So his ads and radio spots are all coming out starting this weekend. So.
Well done. Absolutely. Yeah. A just top shelf broadcaster as well.
Good
Sarah,
guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Sarah Metzler, thanks for supporting Farm and Ranch Radio and for all you do and all your hard work promoting the beef industry. Any parting shots?
I would just say thank you to the beef producers out there. It's Beef Month. We couldn't do it without you. We really appreciate it. We really appreciate what's going on out in the countryside. Thanks for all you do.
America's Hot Barn Report brought to you by Stockman's Livestock, Presho Livestock, CattleUSA.com, North Platte Stockyards, Lemon Livestock, Platte Livestock, Crawford Livestock, Creighton Livestock, Mobridge Livestock, and Bassett Livestock Auction.